I sega v našeto studios prvite ni gosti, to vas Mariangela i Kjetil od Tri starije. Am I pronouncing your name right, Mariangela?
Mariangela, yes.
Okay, so mille grazie for being with us. Kjetil, how did you actually come to have a such a nice lady in your band? Not that Vibeke wasn't hot, but... I mean, it's like fire and ice, Norway and Italy.
Yeah. We're struggling with, you know, her Italian. She gets angry very, very quick, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know. Hot temper.
And us Norwegians are really calm, you know.
Well, yeah. Tell me about Breivik.
Yeah,
please.
Breivik. Don't want to talk about him too much, really.
No, really. Говорихме си за това, откъде намериха тази прекрасна гореща маска, защото тя е от Сърдиния, тя е от Италия, Кетил каза, ние сме от Норвегия, тя много бързо се ядосва. Sorry, guys, but I need to translate all this that we're talking. Каза за Breivik, не искам да си говорим, but anyway, just a few words for Breivik, because it's a very bad thing that this happened to all the image that your country had been a very clean and very stable in a way. I'm not talking about burning churches, of course, which has been always around, but the government, as I know, had a program of educating diplomats to say that black metal has been part of the culture.
Yeah.
And that's good. And then comes Breivik killing people. Yeah. There's nothing you can do against. But do you know people like him? Basically, because it could be your neighbor.
Yeah, it could. I think people like him could exist all over the world, basically.
And they do, unfortunately.
They do. I'm sure they do. Nobody in Norway expected that, you know. We're a peace-loving country.
Mm-hmm.
And, we try to be that all the time. And I think also the way the Norwegian people acted after the terrorist attacks was kind of a strong way to react, kind of keeping together as a people and taking... And disagreeing with his views, very, very, you know, high up in the system and all the way down to every single person in Norway. So I don't think really he had. I think his act actually was against his, you know, he had his mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he totally failed with his mission. Yeah.
Окей, фак хим, да. Breivik, всъщност преди факта, че норвежкото правителство правеше дълги години, т.е. не дълги години, а наскоро започна една програма за обучение на своите дипломати, които да показват на света, че black metal е тази агресия, която е само музикална, но понякога се стига и до такива крайни случаи. Знаете, да имаше случаи на изгорели църкви. Но какво правиш в ситуация, в който се появява Breivik? Той каза, той тотално се провали според мен за своята мисия, защото това по някакъв начин обедини и реакцията на норвежкото общество според мен беше изключително силна, защото Норвегия, както знаем, е държава, която обича мира и по този начин той се провали, защото обедини тази част от силите духовни на нашия народ, които са точно в тази посока. Let's talk about music. Basically, Rubicon came out almost 2 years ago. It was in August 2010. So, well, we're curious to know, are you guys ready with the next one?
Yeah, of course, we're working on the new album. We are just collecting all the ideas and building up songs. Everybody participates. That's why it probably takes more time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's involved, so we have always new ideas coming up, popular mm-hmm. popcorns.
Okay, so when's going to be ready, probably, or is it too early to say?
Yeah, it's a bit too early to say a date, but I think... Within a year's time, mm-hmm. I'm sure we will have the new album out.
Rubicon, албумът, от който слушаме дългата композиция Illumination в момента, излезе всъщност през август 2010, преди близо 2 години. Дали сте готови с нови албум? Работим, идеите скачат като пуканки в главите ни. Твърде радо ли е да кажем кога ще излезе? Твърде радо е да, но да кажем конкретна дата, но ми се струва, че това ще се случи до една година. So, basically, how... Did you guys hook up together? Who met you? Because it was like before you released the album. It was 2007, I heard. So where did it happen? Like going on festivals or...
Are you talking about me and the guys?
Yeah, okay.
Me and the guys, it was a bit kind of... I applied for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew that Tristana was looking for a new singer.
Did you place an advertisement on a magazine or what?
Somewhere on the internet, it was basically mm-hmm. on the internet, and everybody was answering to that. And then I wanted to give a try, and I sent them four songs.
Mm-hmm.
My songs with my old band. And then after some processes, I just found...
I believe it was a kind of a heavy drinking in Norway. Norway style said, can we take her with for the job or no?
I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I'm a saint. I don't drink neither, but of course, I try to get along well with them for other things instead of just.
Как всъщност се запознахте, защото май това от 2007 се случва. Мари Анджела каза, да, всъщност аз прочетох обява, че те си търсят. Записах, изпратих им 4 песни и всъщност след това така и се случи. The tradition of female voices in the metal world actually was very strong in Norway with the Theater of Tragedy and then the stuff that Liv Kristine was doing. But yeah. Still, I mean, it was this very famous explosion in the mid-90s with having almost in every metal magazine in Europe ladies. Ladies fronted band, Tarja, Nightwish, Lacuna Coil and stuff. Is there a competition between you girls on who is on the throne of metal?
No, I really hate this kind of classifications. Like it looks like we're selling people on the market, and it's like I really don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Really don't like this first position of sexiest.
It's not market. It's like in sports.
No, I don't like it. I don't follow sport in that sense. I follow sport in the sense that I like to practice sport, not that I...
Okay.
But really, I really don't get along well with
that.
Then. And also, I must say one thing. For me, it's not the difference if I'm a girl and some of them are guys. It's like, I'm just a singer. So that's the way I want people to see me.
Okay.
I want anything close to... female fronted or fucking whatever.
Не иска да говорим за това, за тебата... Не искам да ме възприемат просто като жена, като певица. Състезанието, коя е всичките тези жери, които станаха много популярни в металната музика в средата на 90-те. Какво се случва и така нататък, както и де. But do you actually know Christina? Because she's gonna be here. She's
Italian. I got to
know
her yesterday. Yeah, she's cool.
Only yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. Кристина Скаби е певицата на Лакуна Койл, която ще дойде в следващите моменти в нашето студио. Те са се запознали едва вчера. Я?
Yeah, I got to know her yesterday. She's very nice, very pretty, very humble. And all the guys from Lacuna Coil are very humble. I'm kind of very happy to meet them, of course, because we come from the same country. So it makes me feel a bit proud to have someone around me.
Вчера са се запознали те с Lacuna Coil и с Кристина. Много са симпатични. За мен беше изключително удоволствие, защото все пак наистина сме от една държава. You said you don't follow sports in that way, but I know that you Italians are fucking crazy about football and there is a European championship coming.
And here we go. I'm Sardinian.
Does it make a difference?
I go swimming. I don't care about sitting. No, I mean, I know many people likes to sit in front of sport games and stuff like that. But I was used since I was born. My father was always watching Western movies, so I got
spaghetti
more into
Western
pistols
movies,
and something like that. I got more into guns and horses than the rest.
Guns and horses sounds like mafia kind of shit.
Yeah, no wonder we're afraid, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's like Breivik meeting the darkest soul of the Italian spirit. Говорихме си за това, да, предвид факта, че предстои европейско първенство по футбол, тя като италянец, да, тя каза, аз не съм от Италия, точно аз съм от Сардиния, израснах с Уестерди и ме интересуват повече пистолети и коне. What I was about to ask you, fuck me, I'm getting old now. Something you said about Sardinia. Yeah. Sardinia is very famous of being because of the sea, of course, basically.
Yes.
I believe that you're a goddamn good swimmer.
Yeah.
But please tell me, what is your favorite frutti di mare kind of stuff that you eat?
Well, actually, where I come from, we eat more meat than fish.
Really?
Yes.
What for?
Because I come from inland. I come from a place that is called Barbaria.
Say it again.
Barbaria, Barbagia in Italian.
Yes, say it in Italian. Don't try
Barbagia.
Barbagia.
It's a place. It's more known for being very introvert and very mystical.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't come from the coast of Sardinia.
Okay.
I come from a very like sunny, dark place.
Oh, you scares me now. She scares me. Me too, as well.
You know how we feel.
Yeah. My heart is full of compassion to you, brother. Попитах я, добре, дете, всъщност ти си от Сърдирия и това е място, в което, както знаем, е известно с своите страхотни плажове. Тя каза, аз обаче не съм точно там, от една централна част, Барбаджа. Барбаджа, което е едно мрачно и мистично място, така че ние едем повече месо, отколкото морски дарове, защото аз попитах кое е най-любимото ястие. Okay, so thanks for being with us. Two more things to do. First is, where are you going next?
We're going home to Norway. And we're going home to concentrate this summer on recording pre-productions, like demo songs, working on new stuff. And we're doing this festival called the Best Fest in Romania.
I know, yeah.
In 1 month's time.
Mm-hmm.
And then a small festival in Norway. But basically this summer is about composing a new album.
Това лято те ще се отдадат на композирането и препродукцията на новия албум. Ще свират на Best Festival в Румъния. Освен това, един друг летен фестивал в Норвегия. Но общо взето ще се концентрират именно върху албума. Jason, моля те, снимай сега това. I told you about this little guitar. It's my... 7-year-old's fucker, Alexander. So the idea to have this little guitar here is—it's not a ukulele, though it looks like a bit. So it's like to ask you guys to mimic or to play us the first song that you ever played and learned to play on the guitar. Is it possible? Oops. Could you hold the mic next to the guitar, please, Kjetil? Do this for me.
It's very small, though. So.
Anyway.
Oh my god, this sound is not the best.
I know.
I was on fire, no one could save me but you. It's strange what desire make foolish people do.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
That's really fantastic.
I'm sure they would be okay with me not playing, I guess.
It's very small, though.
It's great. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because actually, not about Sardinia, but Italians has always, before Lacuna Coil and you started to be like on the media attention, we were thinking that it was always like Sanremo, Celentano, and in the...
Yeah.
Cantare. Or in the best of cases, Giovanotti.
Yes.
All right, so could you please finally end up with doing us a station ID? The radio is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Hello there, this is Mariangela and...
This is Kjetil.
And we're here at Loud Festival for...
Tangra Mega Rock, this is Tristania.
Thank you.